All right, time for some tweets. Barks from the Pound.
Have we gotten your official prediction, your official score here?
You got to call your shot first.
I don't call my shot.
Well, my shot is the Browns win.
Yep.
My shot is that it's somewhere in the low 20s.
Yep.
Probably by, I could see even as much as a touchdown. I could see this being the Browns' point total being something like 24-17.
I like that.
Like
I'm 20-17, but I like it.
Something in that neighborhood.
You're turning one of my field goals into a touchdown. Hose down. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, I am. Somewhere, Josh Gordon gets one, and Jordan Cameron's definitely going to be this. He's going to come back strong after this. Yeah, you want to mention
Tristan.
About the
yeah,
T for
yeah.
Some Tristan.
So hit. For people who are wondering what, you know, when he scores a touchdown and Jordan Cameron does that T celebration, it's
forearm.
T for his son Tristan, which I think is a great touch and makes me like him even more. And I already like Jordan Cameron quite a bit.
Let's do it, Dino.
All right.
Do we got?
Growls from the Twitter side of things at Browns_daily. David Voorhees, Browns 24, Lions 13. Johnson held to 60 yards through the air. Paul Myers at P. Myers Golf. My shot is where Norv, Ray, and Whedon shine. Defense smothers Norv and Whedon put the Norv and Whedon put pedal to the metal. 31-13 Browns.
Nice.
And also from at Schmattio. Horton's D, remember, took it to Detroit last year, picked off Stafford three times, limited the Lions to 10 points.
That's a very good point.
Sensing optimism in the air.
Yes.
I was going to say, I'm waiting for some person to be like, the Lions are going to win. Sorry. Oh,
that's out there somewhere, I'm sure. But
not from a Browns fan right now. They've won three in a row.
They got every reason to feel, as we all do, feel good.
Yep.
And keep this feeling. It's a great thing to have. Haven't had enough of it for a long
and
time.
And it's a great matchup for what the Browns do well. That's what I like about it.
I'm looking forward to Sunday. It's going to be fun. Come on out to Brownstown and see us there where we're going to be doing the pregame show and radio. I'll also be part of the KYC pregame TV show, which I think airs at 11:30 on Channel 3. I'll be there with Dave Chudowski.
And don't forget, the first 16,000 fans to get to the stadium will receive a free Browns team poster at the Southeast, Southwest, or Brownstown entrances. So get there early. If you don't get a poster at the game, stop into your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer and pick one up while supplies last. So get there early, get loud, and let's go Browns!
Let's thank Heath Evans for being with us
from Fox
Heath. Sports. I want to thank Jameer Howerton. I want to thank Alex Mack for being with us as well.
And I want
Gerard Cherry.
Yes.
Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer.
And everybody write down the date, October the 11th, when the term Mahonker was born.
Mahonker is going to become part of the lexicon of this show.
It will be. No, there's no doubt about that. Yes. Friday, October 11th.
It's a Mahonker Friday. On Cleveland Browns Day. Stick around, by the way. Julian Gerard is coming up next. Have a great weekend. Let's call it for a victory Monday. We're looking forward to that. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe. For Nathan, I'm Vic. We'll talk to you again. Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.